Joe Biden, build James Bond-style guns that don't fire without DNA match. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 18, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Joe Biden told an audience in New York City that we have the capacity to build James Bond-style guns that do not fire without a DNA match. Biden suggested this technology has been around a long time and cited the example of two dealers who faced massive public pushback after trying to sell smart guns years ago. Four things Biden left out. 1. The smart gun in this case was radio-activated by a watch that was paired with the gun. This means anyone who stole the gun and the bracelet could shoot the firearm with no problem. 2. The gun was only made in .22 LR and costs $1,800. 3. The smart gun in this case was defeated by a man armed with $15 worth of magnets. 4. Considering all these failures, consumers feared a law in New Jersey would trigger a requirement that dealers could only sell smart guns, thereby forcing consumers to purchase an $1,800 radio-activated .22 LR pistol that had been defeated by a guy with a pocket full of magnets. Nonetheless, Biden said, "If I get elected president of the United States of America with your help, if that happens, guns, we have the capacity now in a James Bond style to make sure no one can pull a trigger unless their DNA and fingerprint is on it. We have that capacity to do it now. You know it. But what happens? The gun manufacturers, when two folks started to sell some of those guns to two dealerships, they said we're going to shut you down. My God, we don't have to worry about the Second Amendment. Imagine all the people who would be alive today if the only person who could buy a gun is qualified because of background checks and they're the only ones that can pull the trigger? So my point is there are so many things we have the capacity to do." The smart gun technology push was adopted as a go-to for Democrats during the Bill Clinton administration. It has not yet succeeded because the public has yet to be persuaded of the viability of such technology. James Bond-style guns worked on the big screen because they were props in movies. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.